Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, bless the Lord. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We will call upon the Lord, for he is worthy to be praised. We will call upon the Lord, for he is worthy to be praised. Amen and amen. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thine will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the glory, and the power, both now and forever and forever and forevermore. Hallelujah. And our soul says amen. Amen and amen. We will bless the Lord at all times, and God's praise will continually be in our mouth. We like to say good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome to the Life for Jesus Kingdom Ministries, mentoring kingdom leadership where Jesus Christ is the Lord. As we are rejoicing in this another day that the Lord God, he has made, from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same, God's name is great, and God's name is greatly to be praised. TGIF, today God is first, and we come first seeking his kingdom and all of his righteousness, and all of these other things shall be added unto us. Oh, taste and see that the Lord God, he is good. Blessed be the name of the Lord. I am Dr. Alfreda out of Philadelphia. I am your host on today. Amen. And it is my pleasure to serve in the Lord's kingdom. TGIF. Today God is first. Amen. Hallelujah. And we keep him first every day. Hallelujah. There is no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and to obey. So if this is your first time with us here in this ministry, please let it not be your last. Amen. This is a platform where we meet 7 days a week. Amen. At the breakfast table. So there's room at the table for you. Please have a seat. The breakfast for champions is about to be served. Amen. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Amen. And you know, the beautiful part is there is no time and there is no distance. Amen. In the spirit. Hallelujah. So we bless the Lord. Hallelujah. He's great and he's mighty. He's mighty and he's great. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Where would we be if, hallelujah, if Jesus didn't love us, where would we be if Jesus didn't care? Hallelujah. Where would we be if Jesus hadn't sacrificed his life? 3, 8, 5. Wait a minute. Give me 1 second. Oh, but we are glad. So glad that he did. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Wonderful God, wonderful God, wonderful God. Amen. We pray that everybody had a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful week. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. That whatever you did, amen, you had Jesus on your mind. We want to thank God, amen, how we have, amen, met on for our spiritual breakfast, amen, every day this week. Amen. And Thank God for the altar of prayer services that took place. Amen. Glory be to God this week. Amen. All 5 days, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. Amen. We want to thank God. Amen. For our Wednesday night Bible study. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. We want to thank God for the launching, amen, of our new TV channel. Amen. That took place last week. Amen. We want to thank God. The testimonies are still coming in. Testimonies are still pouring in. Amen. And so we are just rejoicing in the God of our salvation. Amen. Because there is absolutely nobody who can do you better. Amen. And amen. So this morning, beloved, amen. We want to thank God. Amen. Hallelujah. For our dear friend. Amen. Who has agreed to come. Amen. And to serve. We haven't heard from her in a while and we miss her. Amen. And it's always a pleasure when she comes. Matter of fact, as I introduced her, amen, she was one of the original individuals when this ministry was launched. Amen. Some 11 years ago in that motel room. Amen. Glory be to God. When we share the story of how the birth came about. And that morning, January 1, 2011, when we called in, amen, she was there. She was there. She was on the line all the way from Ohio. Hey, glory be to God. All the way from Cleveland, Ohio. She was there. And she's always been there. Always, amen. Glory be to God. Haven't gone anywhere. Amen. Whenever we need her, amen, she's there. Amen. Just a faithful friend, amen, to the ministry and a faithful friend, amen, to me, amen, and always serving in the Lord's kingdom. And her and her pastor, her and her husband are pastors at the, I think I have it right, Revival Life of Love. I believe I have it right. If I didn't, she's gonna correct me. Please forgive me. Amen. Glory be to God. But they've been serving faithfully in the Lord's kingdom, doing wonderful things, doing mighty things, and doing some new things. Amen. In this particular season. So at this time, beloved, amen. Without any further ado, okay. Let me make sure I got the line switch. Give me 1 second. Give me 1 second. All right. Without any further ado, amen, I'd like to introduce to some and present to others. Wait a minute. I'm sorry. I'm working two switchboards here. So let me get this together. Okay. Give me a second. All right, 1 second.
Okay. I'd like to introduce to some, amen, and present to others, amen, our Pastor Carmen Dorsey, amen, out of Ohio, amen, that we might receive her this morning, amen, for her grace, and receive her this morning for her abilities. Amen. God bless you, Pastor Carmen. Are you there?
Yes, amen. I am here.
Thank you, and thank you for being here. Amen, and thank you for serving. Amen. God bless you. Good to hear your voice. Amen, and the floor is yours.
Amen. It's always great to hear yours. Amen. As I, you know, and listening as the spirits begin to talk to me, he's letting me know that this is your season. And I thought as I was studying that this would be for, you know, for me to study and this is what was going on. But he told me to let you know this is your year of God results. He said not only got results, he said more than enough. He said because we started that prayer line so long ago and because of your faithfulness, this is the season of that reciprocity. This is the season of everything that you sow shall come out. And he said in this season you shall no longer toil. You will continue to work, but you won't toil, and it won't be the sweat off your brow, but you would work and you would see it manifest. You would go out and you would see it manifest. And this work is not the hard work. This work is the work that you excel at. And what I mean by that, this is the work that you encourage others with. This is the work that you do naturally that others say, how can you do it? Why are you not tired? Why are you not giving up? Why are you not burnt out? It's the natural thing that's within you. And he said, I created you like that, my daughter. So you continue. He said, now, even in this season, as you have come to your season of more than enough, as you come to your season of excelling, as you come to this season, he said he's already set it up where others bless you. He said, but this and minds will be towards that of blessing you. Their hearts and minds will be towards that of saying, she's been faithful to us even when we wasn't able to. So now he's going to send those who are in a place to bless you. I thank you, Lord. He said you'll become a spiritual, he said, mother, or a spiritual insight to someone who is, he just said he's in the marketplace. This young man is in the marketplace, and I'm not sure if he's a young man, but he said this man is in the marketplace, and you're going to become a spiritual mother to him. And he said as you become a spiritual mother to him, he's going to give you things, you know, small things. And he said in this season, as he begins to give you more, you'll know exactly who he is. And he said, and the thing about it, thank you, Lord. He said you won't know in the beginning because you treat everybody the same, whether they're little or a lot, still treat them the same. He said, but this one has a lot, and he will bless you in this season. Thus saith the Lord. Amen, amen. Our season, amen. I've been, my husband's been talking about this is our year of upgrade. And as I was going forth, he said, I'm the God of more than enough. While you want to upgrade, he said, I'm the God of more than enough. And I'm like, okay, God, what does that mean? You're the God of more than enough. And he said, because the name El Shaddai, he said, God, we always say he's El Shaddai. He said, that means I'm more than enough. I'm everything that you need. And thank you, Pastor. You said this, Pastor Bradford. You said that the name of the church is Revival of Life, of Love. I am so grateful that you said that, because the name of the church is Revival of Life Ministry. But our key thing is, in this season and going out, we want to be students of love. We want to learn what love is. We want to show people what love is coming in and through. So I challenge everybody. You know, he said, I'm drawing you with love and kindness. And so if we become the church that draws people with love and kindness, not only Revival of Life, not only that one body, but the whole body of Christ becomes that church of love, that church that draws people in with love. And do I believe in prophecy. I believe in all of that. But one thing I do know is that he said, if he draws me with love and kindness, we need to draw others with love and kindness. And then it'll mark who we are, that we're disciples of the Most High God. So amen, amen. I had to get that across really fast, so I'm going to slow down now. And not only is this our year of more than enough, I'm going to go with you. I'm going with Pastor Bradford. I want the year of more than enough. I was just asking God a simple question the other day. I said, well, God, I know you said you're my provider. I know I've seen your miracle hands work in every area of my life. I've seen you provide so much for me. I've seen me mess up a whole lot, too, but I've seen you do so much for me. And I was talking to my husband, some different things happened, and some of our savings went down. And now it took us a long time. We've been married over 30 years. So it took us over 30 years to get a savings. And I'm like, dang, our savings went down. So I'm like, okay, Lord, a real savings. So I'm like, okay, Lord, you know, what is our next step, and what is it? And as he was saying that, I said, you know, God, we've been doing a lot of things, and if anybody on the phone call with me to know, you've been doing a lot of things, and you've got some good results, and you've done some things, and you got some bad results, you got some okay results. But I said, Lord, I want God results in every area. I don't want to see a savings come and go. And he even talked to me about it. He said, the only reason why, and I thank you, Lord, the only reason why this one left is to make room for the more. I'm like, okay, God, okay, I trust you. So if he's the God of more than enough and we want God results, well, how do we get God results? And so, of course, the preacher in me will go to, you know, the scriptures talking about God results. And the God results came in this. And I looked up our favorite tithing offering scripture. Well, my favorite tithing offering scripture. It might not be everybody, but it's sure mine. And it is 2 Corinthians. Amen. Give me a moment. Let me pull it up because I want to get it in the Amplified. It is 2 Corinthians 9. And I'm reading out the Amplified because it kind of breaks, it amplifies it. It makes it clear in our hearts and minds. So, and I am, of course, let me go on and start with the, we know it. We've been heard it plenty of times. Now, remember this. He who sows sparingly will also reap sparingly. He who sows generously, that blessing may come to others, will also reap generously and be blessed. Now, 7 says this. Let each one give thoughtfully with the purpose just as he decided in his heart, not grudgingly or under compulsion, for God loves a cheerful giver and delights in those who listen and delights in the one whose heart is in his gift. Okay, so that stuck out to me. So God, you're saying you delight in the ones whose heart is in his gift. So not so much that I can give, that I have the ability to give, just as the woman with the two mites. It's not in the ability. It's whose heart is in it. And God, and this is what I said, and this is what took me to the God results. And God is able to make all grace, every favor and earthly blessing, every favor and earthly blessing come in abundance to you, so that you may always, under all circumstances, so that you may always, under all circumstances, regardless of the need, have complete sufficiency in everything, being completely self-sufficient in him, in the abundance for every good work and act of charity. Oh, so I'm like, okay, God, I got it. It's in the heart of my giving. Okay, I get that. But I also understand we don't take scripture out of context. We have to figure out what does it mean? What is this scripture telling me? And we understand that I always want to go back to the Old Testament. I want to go back to where did this come from? That God is looking at the heart. That God is looking at the heart in our giving. So I said, okay, God, well, where are you looking at the heart in our giving? And I came across the scripture talking about the more than enough. Do you know they gave so much in scripture that it was more than enough that they said, okay, don't give no more because it's more than enough. I said, I want that at Revival of Life. I want that at Word of Life Ministries. I want that. I know Pastor Bradford wants that. I know every layperson, every intercessor who is praying on this call, I know you want that for your local body. I know you want that for the masses, that we give more than enough to where they have to stop saying, so where the leaders have to call forth and say, that's enough. And Moses had to call forth and say, that's enough. We've given like that. So I had to think about it. So where did that come from? God, how can we get that in this year? And I'm going to put on my hip, my glasses, thank you, Lord, so I can see. So it starts off, and I'm going to read some of the scriptures, and I'm going to start with Exodus 35. I'm going to start with 4. I'm going to read 4 or 5, and I'm going to skip down to 10 and things like that due to time. It says, and Moses spake unto all the congregations of the children of Israel, saying, this is the thing with the Lord command, saying, take ye from among you on an offering unto the Lord. Whoever is of a willing heart, let him bring it. And an offering of the Lord, gold, silver, and brass, blue, purple, scarlet, fine linen, goat hairs, and it keeps on going, 10. And every wise-hearted among you shall come and make all the Lord, and make all that the Lord has commanded. the tabernacle of his tent. They was about to do something. They was about to build something. And then, and all the, and 20, and all the congregation of the children of Israel departed from the presence of Moses. And they came, every one whose heart stirred him up, and everyone who, whom his spirit made willing. Listen, we know heart and spirit is the same. It says, listen, and they came, everyone whose heart stirred him up, and everyone whose spirit made willing, and brought the Lord's offering to the work of the tabernacle of the congregation, and for all his service, and for the holy garments. Everyone who was stirred up in him, everyone who was ignited, everyone who thought, everyone whose spirit became willing. Is our spirit willing? I think about the scripture all the time. It talks about be willing and obedient, and then you can eat the good of the land. I wonder why the scripture only don't just say be obedient, you can eat the good of the land. It says be willing and obedient because obedience is good, but we have to be willing too. And I learned this as being a counselor. I learned that people are willing to do a lot of things. I counsel those who have substance abuse issues. And I counsel people all the time. And as we're talking, they say this. They learned this in AA. They say people stop drinking, become a dry drunk. But their willingness to not drink has not changed. They just don't. So what do you mean by that, Pastor Carmen? Some things we do, and, you know, I remember when we was growing up, the saying was, I don't smoke, drink, or sleep with boys or girls who do. So we don't do those things, but the willingness in our heart is not there. We just don't do it because we want to be in obedience. But we got to get the willingness in our heart to understand, I don't do those things because it's against the will of God. And not only is it against the will of God, he makes me understand, if I sleep with people before marriage, I'm having children, and then certain issues come up with that. Because we done had children outside of wedlock. You know, so there's issues that come up with that, not just because he don't tell me not to do it. My heart is willing to learn why not to do it. My heart is willing to learn why. What's going on with it, God? Why do you tell me not to drink and smoke? Why do you tell me not to do this? Why do you tell me not to overindulge in it? What's going on? Why do you tell me this? So it talks about that heart being willing. And then in going down to 25, and it says, and all the women that were wise-hearted did spin their hands and bought which they had spun, both blue and of purple and of scarlet and of fine linen. And the women whose hearts stirred, incited, ignited up in wisdom, spun goat's hair. And the children of Israel bought willingly offerings unto the Lord, every man and woman whose heart made them willing to bring for all the manner of the work which the Lord has commanded and made by the hand of Moses. 31. And he filled him with the Spirit of the Lord in wisdom and understanding and in knowledge and in all matter of workmanship. Listen, and he filled him with the Spirit of the Lord in wisdom and understanding in all matter of workmanship. Now, this is who he was talking about. Buzzael. And Buzzael was a craftsman. He was actually the first craftsman mentioned in the Bible. And because they did all this, you know, that's what I think about. When we be obedient, we create a need. And when we create a need, God is definitely going to fulfill it. So God said, listen, I'm going to create the first craftsman because I want this craftsman to do some things. And so when this craftsman came, and his name is Bezalel. Bezalel simply means under God's protection. It means in the protection of God. So listen, when we do what God requires us, we become under the protection of God. We become under his protection, and there's no greater protection that we can run on. It reminds me of some of the favorite scriptures that I, when we talk about, when the righteous run in, they are saved. He's that strong tower. So when the righteous run in under his protection, we are safe. We can run in and receive what thus saith the Lord. Amen, amen. Let me hurry up. Okay. And so in 36:1 says, then walked Bezalel, in every wise heart of man, whom the Lord put wisdom and understanding, know how to work in all manners of work for the service of the sanctuary, according to all that the Lord has commanded. Thank you, Lord. Now I see where that work was coming from. Ooh, thank you, Lord. And Moses called to Bethel every wise-hearted man in whose heart the Lord had put wisdom in everyone whose heart that was stirred up to come and do the work. Listen. Five. And they spoke to Moses, and the people brought so much more than enough. And the people brought so much more than enough for the service of the work which the Lord had commanded to make. And Moses gave the commandment that caused it to be proclaimed throughout the camp, saying, neither man nor woman make any more work for the offering of the sanctuary. So the people were restrained from bringing, for the stuff they had was sufficient for all the work to make it too much. And every wise-hearted man among them that had brought the work to the tabernacle made 10 curtains and fine linen and twine and blue and purple and scarlet with the cunning of the work made by them. And it is just saying, wow, they did all this because of their heart. They was able to do more because of their hearts. And when I think about the heart is considered the seat of life or strength. The heart has the ability to reason, question, meditate, motivate, and think. And we know this according to Jeremiah 10:17. The Lord searches all hearts and responds to them accordingly. Listen, this is good. And he responds to them accordingly to their conduct. So the Lord responds to our heart. We all know this about David, and we all understand that that's how David was anointed. When Samuel went and looked at everybody else, he was looking, he seen the tall ones, he seen all the sons of Jesse, and he seen all of them, and the Lord said, look, you're looking on the outer, but take a minute, stop. I look at the heart of a man, and he had to call David in. Sometimes because of our heart, we're with the sheep, and we got to be called in. Sometimes because of our heart, it ain't about being a statue, and it ain't about having all this. It's we're with the sheep, and he had to call him in order to make him king. And so, and as I read that, and I said, the Lord, listen to this. We have a learning heart. And we know we have a learning heart because it talks about that our heart, we can learn rules, because it says, and according to Isaiah 29:3, it talks about our worship. It's made up of rules taught by men, but their hearts are far from me. He said, now you can do that worship made by man's rules, but your heart is far from me. So that lets me know not only God looks at our heart, he considers our heart in worship. He considers that he's going to reward us according to our heart. He tells us to, above all, keep guard on our hearts, according to Proverbs 23, because the heart is where life starts. The heart is where we're at. According to 1 Corinthians 15:13, it says, think. Think about this. According to Hebrews 4:12, and I'm going to go there, and that will be the last scripture for the day. Lord, thank you. Hebrews 4:12. It says, for the word of God is living and active and powerful. Oh, yes, amen, that's it. For the word of the Lord is living, active, and full of power, making it operative, energizing, and effective. It is sharper than any two-edged sword, penetrating as far as the division, listen of this, of the soul and the spirit. Now, our heart is our spirit. Remember, we talked about that. It's divine, completeness of the person. We got to get to that we are a threefold being. We have, we are a spirit. spirit with a soul living in a body. And the both, and not only, and when we think about that, so we want to think about where our heart is. And both, and it divides both joints and marrows, the deepest part of our nature, exposing and judging the very thoughts and intentions of the heart. Listen, when we talk about iron sharpening the arm, when we talk about what we're doing, it talks about it's judging and exposing the very thoughts and intentions of the heart. So if we know that, then above all, my brothers and sisters, I leave you with this. Guard your heart above everything, because your intentions and of your heart is what God is looking at. And I thank you for your, that was my time, and I thank you for yours.
Amen, 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 bless the Lord, guard your heart, amen, the God of more, amen, than enough, hallelujah, hallelujah, bless God, amen, and I love how you broke that down, amen, glory be to God, and talking about those God results, amen, it's a God be praised, glory and honor. Amen, Pastor Carmen, amen, thank God. And you know what, that word, amen, of knowledge, amen, that you shared with me is a confirmation. Yeah, so God's leading you right from the get-go like he always does. Amen, glory be to God. It is, you just sort of helped me, amen, and to see it from a little slightly different angle, because I was talking to the Lord about explaining and helping me to understand. But, and so he used you this morning, amen, hallelujah, and we thank God for you, amen, praise God. Any announcements, anything you want to share with us that's happening over in Ohio, glory be to God, Revival of Life Ministries.
Amen, amen. Nothing more than we're having our, you know, Charlie's Angels, and I remember you and the ladies came out and we had such a blessed time. So we're having that coming up on March 11th and 12th. So we are having that come up. So I'm sure we're going to be on Facebook live for the Friday night service, and the Saturday morning is a, we decided, my daughter said, you know, let's do a brunch. Let's do the old-fashioned, nice sit-down brunch. So we're going to have a brunch and a panel on Saturday morning. So we probably would Facebook Live the panel and the speakers that come in. So and just be looking for us on Facebook Live if you follow Revival of Life Ministries on Facebook.
Amen, amen. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. And you know what? And that was such a blessing when you guys invited us out for the weekend. And that was a lovely time. Let's see, it was our evangelist, Tina Dobbs,
yes.
Nancy, amen, yes. And evangelist Evelyn Lawson, amen. And the
yes.
four of us hopped in my white car, and we just came on out there, amen. It was beautiful, amen. So, amen, we please keep us posted with that, amen, because we definitely, definitely, definitely want to, amen, support, amen, and because you have always been a friend to this ministry, amen, and we want you to know that we are your friend also, amen, so we blessed be the name mm-hmm. of the Lord. All right, all right, all right, amen, we want to thank God for Pastor Carmen Dorsey, amen, her and her husband, amen, of over 30 years, Pastor Charles. Amen. Doing a wonderful work in Cleveland, Ohio, Revival of Life Ministries. Amen. And we thank God, the God of more than enough. Amen. Thank you for serving. Thank you for serving. The Lord did whisper something in my ear pertaining to you. Amen. So we will talk, amen, a little bit later. Amen. One-on-one. Amen.
Amen.
On what he whispered. Amen. So we thank God.
Amen.
Amen and amen. All right, saints, amen. That is the word of God for today. today. Amen. And we want to give God the praise, the glory, and the honor. Amen. We want to thank God for meeting us here every day this week. Every day, every day, every day. Amen. We want to thank God for all the readings, all the songs, all the testimonies. We want to thank God for all of you who have served at the altar of prayer this week. Glory be to God. Thank God for your faithfulness there. Amen. Thank God. Amen for the warriors. Thank God for, amen, the backup team. Amen. Touching and agreeing. Amen. Hallelujah. Whatever we bind on earth is bound in heaven. And whatever we loose on earth is loosed in heaven. Yes. It's been a beautiful week. Amen. We just launched our own TV channel, Pastor. Amen. And I'll tell you about that. Amen. 24/7. You might even, amen, want to consider your ministry coming on board and all the beautiful benefits, amen, that is now available to us. Amen. Yes, so, amen. There's so much going on, and it's all good, and it's all good. Amen. And so we bless God. Amen. All right, amen. We want to thank everyone for your faithful support to the ministry, spiritually, physically, mentally, amen, financially, amen, and otherwise. Amen, in Jesus' name. And we pray that everybody would just have a beautiful, 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 amen, weekend. Amen, whatever you do this weekend, keep Jesus on your mind. No, amen, hallelujah. Just bathe and soak yourself in those God results, amen, of him being the God of more than enough. More than enough. Amen. You always come so profound, sister. People have to really listen to what you're saying. Amen. Really listen to what you're saying because you really come deep. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. A lot of times you got to go in and listen a second time. Amen. To capture it because then you're a word person. You're something like me. I'm studying the Greek and the Hebrew now. Amen. Then you've always been. Matter of fact, you inspired me to go a little bit deeper. Amen. You all always look for the definition of what does this word mean. Amen. So you always inspired me in that area. Amen. So we bless the Lord. You said the God of more than enough. Amen. And I got the more. Amen. And to God be praise. Amen. If you'd like to sow into the word today, beloved, amen. We know how we do here. Amen. If you're a guest, amen. Please visit our website at lifewordjesus.org, lifewordjesus.org. Amen. There you find our mailing address, P.O. Box 461 in Glenside, Pennsylvania, 19038. Amen. Our email is lifewordjesus@gmail.com. Our cash app is Life Word Jesus. Amen. So everything, amen, is Life Word Jesus. Amen. Because Jesus is the life, Jesus is the word, and Jesus is Jesus. You like that. Amen. And it's his kingdom. Amen. Hallelujah. And we belong to him, and he belongs to us. Amen. And if you're a first-time visitor, we want to hear from you. Just send us out an email at lifewordjesus@gmail.com. Say hello. Amen, and amen, we want to pray for you, pray with you, amen, and you know, if you, we want to partner with you, amen, we want to partner with you first, amen, then, amen, please consider being a partner with us, amen, and amen. It's been my pleasure to serve, Pastor Carmen. We are on Facebook Live, 5 o'clock every morning, amen, Monday, well, the Lord gave me another day, he gave us another day off, Tuesdays through Friday, Tuesday, 4 days a week. We're on Facebook Live, or we call it the morning altar. Amen. We come for prayer, and then we hang up on that, and then we meet here at 6 a.m., amen, for our spiritual breakfast for champions. Amen. We do that 6 days a week, amen, for the last 11 years. Amen. And then we have the altar prayer 2 times a day, 12 o'clock noon on this number and 9 p.m. Then we have Wednesday night Bible study. Amen. And the list goes on. Then we get into all the media stuff. Amen. The media TV, the TV channel. Amen. So you see, we are very active ministry, blossoming. And as you said, this is our season. And we believe it. We receive it. And we've had the confirmation ever since the 10-day fast. We didn't go 21 days this year. The Lord said 10, and we was obedient. And the Lord has still been blessing and blessing and blessing and blessing, and he will continue to bless because he's in the blessing business. Amen. So thank you so much, my sister. Amen. Again, all of our lovely prayer partners on the line, ministry partners, God bless you all. Everybody, have a good weekend. Whatever you do, keep Jesus on your mind. We'll be back again tomorrow, 12 o'clock noon. Amen. Sundays at 12 o'clock. Amen. Even if you're not available, amen, invite somebody else to call in. Somebody will be so happy to know, amen, that they can have church, amen, from the comfort of their living room, because there is no time and distance in the spirit. Amen. And amen. To God be praised. Before we give the benediction, just tell the people how did we locate you on Facebook?
Amen. I'm at Carmen Bigsby Dorsey on Facebook, and the ministry is Revival of Life, I think. Oh, yeah, I'm sure it's Revival of Life. Revival of Life Ministry. Revival of Life is one word. Ministries is the next. So that's where we are on Facebook. Carmen Bigsby Dorsey in Cleveland, Ohio.
And that Bigsby is Carmen with a C, C-A-R-M-E-N, Bigsby, B-I-G-S, L.
B as in boy. Bigsby, B-I-G, B as in boy. Wait, B-I-G-S. B as in boy, Y. Sorry. My maiden name. Haven't used the name in a while.
Okay, wait a minute. So spell it out for us who's writing it down.
Okay, Carmen, C-A-R-M-E-N, Bigsby, B-I-G-S, B as in boy, Y, Dorsey, D as in David, O-R-S-E-Y.
All right. Glory be to God. Like on Facebook. Follow her on Twitter. Amen. And to God be praised. Glory and all the honor. All right. Hallelujah. To God be praised. Amen. Pastor Dorsey, if you don't mind, if you can just, amen, give us a word, amen, in closing, amen, and a benediction, and we appreciate you. And again, thank you so much, amen, for serving on today.
Amen, amen. The challenge in this new season and in this new one is that to believe God to do the impossible. And he said, I am the God of the impossible. And so if we believe that he could use us, he can. The thing is the faith, and I didn't get into it, but not only do we have a heart for God, we need to have a faith that he can do it. And not only with our words, but a faith drives action. And so in this season, the reason why I said it's going to be some work, but it's going to be work that's going to be easy to y'all. It's going to be work that's going to be so, it's going to be like, I like this. I get up a little bit earlier to do this work because I like what I'm doing. So that is this season, and I'm grateful, you know, to be connected to that. So I'm so grateful. Amen. So and stretch out a little further. Because you've been stretching, and I do see that and know that. But he's saying now it's everybody else going to stretch out, and they will get the results that you've been speaking, believing, and proclaiming. Amen. Amen. Father God, we thank you for yet every opportunity that you give us to come together. We understand we're strengthened by brothers and sisters. We're strengthened by the word. We're strengthened by coming together, believing your word, believing that you will speak to us and that you will cause it to pass. I thank you that you're God of the God of more than enough. I thank you that you are justice to us. Thank you. thank you that you've seen every work, Father God. And, Father God, we thank you that you will bless us this season. We thank you, Father God, that you will keep us. We thank you that not only you will keep us, you will keep those who is connected to us, oh God. We thank you, Father God, for our children and grandchildren and our nieces and nephews, oh God. I thank you that the blood of Jesus covers their homes, their lives, their families, oh God, their visions, their dreams, and their goals. So bless them right now in Jesus' name, so we pray. Amen and amen.
Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah. Now unto him who is able to keep you from falling and to present your faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory, majesty, dominion, and power both now and forevermore. And the church did say amen, amen, and amen.
Amen.
Everybody have a wonderful, wonderful weekend. Hallelujah. We bind every spirit of retaliation and decree and declare that Satan is defeated, darkness is dispelled, and Jesus Christ is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Amen. Love you, love you, love you. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. God bless you, sis. Amen.
Jesus, you're wild. worship you. You are here meeting every need. I worship you. I worship you. Oh, de 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 de